The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, the downside to the Arizona Bowl is it's in Tucson. You'd rather be in Phoenix.
Yeah. But in late December, January, Tucson will do.
Yeah, Tucson will do big bowl time, game. Right.
The area in and around Tucson is nice.
Or just going to a bowl game.
Nick just wants a bowl game. That's all that matters with Nick, right?
You do have Saguaro National Park in Tucson, so I guess there's that.
That's interesting. We would have had we had Josh Gates on earlier from Expedition Unknown, who, oh, by the way, was digging national parks.
Oh, sure.
He called those adventures. All right. He was fun. He's on tour right now through the Midwest. Check out joshuagates.com, and we just got off the phone with the legend that is Bill Shatner, too, and he was always cool and engaging, and that's probably one of the reasons he's 93. I mean, obviously your heart and that's got to hang out. And
I mean,
do you agree with my communing with nature philosophy, though?
I go outside all the time. I walk outside all the time.
You know, there's a difference.
I'm outside all day in my yard all the time, and you know why now. So, right. I'm outside.
And, you know, I try to golf on a pretty frequent basis.
I golfed yesterday.
And normally that's done outdoors. But right. I just find it a different experience if you go somewhere where, like, all natural sounds. You can't hear any traffic. You can't hear any air traffic.
You can't hear
any music. You can't hear any humans yapping. That's a much better experience.
Yeah, but that's a subjective answer, Todd.
Right. That's where I want to live.
You're being a bit of an outdoor snob by saying that's the only way.
No. I'm not being an outdoor. I'm saying I think the mental health benefits of being immersed in it are probably even better. Not that, you know, walking around the block or playing around a golf is bad. I'm not saying that's bad.
Well, people might be afraid out in the middle of nowhere, Todd.
But those benefits are person to person. That's the way you get the most benefit from being outside. Other people, it might be just as good to be just out in a park in the middle of town or wherever. You know?
What are you afraid of? Bears?
Yes.
Now I am.
Snakes?
We do a bear eating only story every day.
Only if I get in a car accident ahead of time. Unless it's the kind bear that saves my life.
I am confident I can find a nice hiking trail somewhere in Iowa and it will be bear free.
Now I'm afraid of ferrets, too. They'll rip your fingers right off, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not in the wild.
Those seem like nasty
little
creatures.
I'm not going to sleep with any people Walsh knows. They have raccoons running around their house, you know?
Yeah, I'm weird. I like city nature.
Do you?
Like, I think anything nature-y that occurs in this, I don't know. I like that.
Like a tree on the street, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw two big old deer the other night in town, and I loved it. I just sat and watched them for a while.
I love seeing my car the other morning coming.
You saw deer in town? Okay, they do come through town.
Oh, I've seen
downtown. Downtown?
No, I was in Council Bluffs.
I've seen deer in town,
but they were just right next to the Yaris, and I was just like, look at those big old fat.
Yeah, I've seen deer on the golf course. Turkeys on a frequent basis.
Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
You mentioned your dog. Apparently, we probably love our dogs more than our spouses. Is that a reason? Because dogs are never, I don't know, first of all, they're loyal, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's a lot to do with it.
And second of all, they don't get mad at you ever.
No, they give you that unconditional love.
Unconditional love, is that part of it? This came out last week or something.
Yeah, probably this is true for my wife.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, were you looking at Christie's feed when you got this story, Todd?
No.
Yeah. Because the article says, when you like your dog more than your partner, who could blame you?
Yeah, because the dog is never mad at you.
Yeah, never judges you.
Never judges.
Although it's got every right to. It sees worst of everything.
Yeah, are you touching yourself again? Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to lay over here and turn my head, man. That's pretty weird, man. But you do it all the time, so I'm used to it, man.
Yeah, we're lucky that dogs can't talk.
This again? Their head goes straight for their own crotch? Yes, guess I will, too.
You did that this morning, man.
51% of pet owners say their pets are, quote, as much a part of the family as a human member.
Well, that's for sure.
I get that.
Yeah, that's totally for sure, yeah.
38% of people actually do like their pets more than their partners, according to this poll.
Except for Christy Noem, she blows away. She shoots them in a gravel pit, begging for their lives, you know. Yeah.
Does she still like that dog more than her husband?
Yeah, exactly, right. So 56%? Well, that's the people.
No, it was
38.
38% of people will admit to liking their pet more than their partner.
Is that just dogs, or does that go for cats too?
Dog owners.
Yeah. As long as you keep your pet love platonic, you're fine.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, do that.
Don't mix that with your spouse.
They also point out here that it's easier to love a dog for a long time because they don't live as long.
Yeah, that's true.
You've got to deal with your human partner a lot longer than you have to deal with your dog partner.
And it helps when you say deal with.
I only want to say dog partner. This is my partner. That's your dog. That's kind of weird. Don't call it your partner. All right.
Well, the dog's never going to say anything to piss you off.
No.
It might do a few things.
Oh, yeah. It'll poop somewhere.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll do some things you don't
not easy to train and appreciate. Shoot it then. Mm-hmm. Just go shoot it, you know.
Yeah, I get it. I understand why people would feel this way.
Oh, yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah, I love my dog, man. I love my dog.
Yeah, but I think you got to probably work your way toward that.
What? Toward what?
Well, you know, eventually one relationship deteriorates as the dog, and the dog stays the same. The dog is consistent.
The dog is consistent, right.
I don't know. We just got a new dog, a year and a half ago, and I'm pretty sure she was above me on everybody in the house's list on day one.
Well, of course.
You know. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. You're always trying to fix things. You said it earlier. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Why would I do that?
Olive oil lowers your risk of dementia. Is that like just guzzling it?
No, I'm saying if I went home and there was a lineup, and I was in a lineup of six, and one of you got to go, it might be me.
Well, first of all, that's crazy because most of those dogs do go.
Yeah.
All those dogs do leave, and you'd still be going before their temporary home. She's keeping them before she's keeping you.
Yeah, she'd pick 6 weeks of a puppy over you.
she's listening right now. So
6 weeks of a puppy over
you. I would defer that question to her.
I think that's a question you don't ever want her to be posed with because you won't like the answer.
No.
I mean, in her case, Todd, I think you could feasibly look at it from the point of view that it's not really that she doesn't like you, it's the fact that she really likes the dog.
Yes. I would take some solace in that.
Don't say really likes the dog. Every time I hear that, I think of these people that are there. Who was the guy filming his wife? He's a cuck for the dog. Remember that story we did last week, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope they're not the
dog. That's not the right kind of dog loving, man.
No.
I really love my dog.
No, but I mean, you know, it's not she doesn't like you. Really, really likes the dogs.
It's different than a spousal situation, but I just realized the other day, like my daughter posted a picture on social media of her and my wife, and she put my favorite person. And I'm like, I knew that. I knew I wasn't number one. Then I'm like, maybe I'm number two. And I'm like, no, that's probably her younger brother. Right. I'm like, number three is probably her older brother. Like, I don't think I would be on the Olympic medal stand of my daughter's favorite people. I think I'm fourth place, like a shaky fourth place. Right. Maybe.
Man, I think this article was inspired by, was it a guy that wrote it?
Well, we can get the first-hand answers on the hotline there. Ooh, somebody's phone's ringing.
That was my phone ringing, sorry.
Morning, honey.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, we're good.
Good. What did you want to know?
you didn't hear the question?
All she heard was that she was supposed to call.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, there's a lineup. There's five dogs, and then there's me. So there's six in the lineup. One of them has to go.
Well, that's really hard.
You're under consideration, is what she's saying.
Right. Yeah. That's really, really hard. I prefer not to answer that question.
Oh, there you go.
Well, you just did.
There you go.
You just did.
You just did, right.
Well, and like we said, I told him, Christy, I said, it's not that you don't like him. It's that you really, really like the dogs. Is that true?
Yeah, I was ready to accept any answer. Yeah. Except I didn't expect the fifth.
Really, you didn't?
That's exactly what I expected. Actually.
Yeah, that means you're no better than fifth place out of that six. You're in contention for the bottom.
And you don't even poop in the yard, Todd, either, man. You know, so.
He's trying to stay
all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Still not, kicking you out, man.
Not lately.
No, not lately.
All right.
No, I'm sorry. They're just pretty wonderful. So, but you are too, Todd. So.
Thank you.
All right.
She's throwing in reverse, trying to salvage
a little pat on the head for Todd.
Yeah, you're good too, Todd.
You're a good boy. Good boy.
Throw a bone, right?
He's a good boy.
Thank you, Christy. Appreciate it.
Love you, honey.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye. Love you.
All right.
Yeah.
She didn't answer that at all.
You didn't win that one.
No, she did.
No.
She answered it.
Yeah.
And it was the answer I expected.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your daughter had a list of eight people in that thing, of other favorite people, and then said, and then dad and others at nine?
Well, no, she said my wife was her favorite person. Then I'm like, oh, maybe I'm next. I'm like, no, maybe I'm third. No. It just kept going down.
Yeah. You might beat one of her brothers once in a while, right?
Probably not.
And will there be, are there like records, another chart next week?
Yeah.
Is there a chance for you to move up?
I don't think so.
Yeah, are those rankings pretty well set in stone?
I think the only thing that's going to happen is I'll keep moving lower down the list. You know, other people come into her life. She's always meeting new people. Right.
I remember I've been
consistently disappointing for years. It's not like there's a big turnaround on the horizon.
Yeah. You never know.
A buddy of mine had you've probably seen these things back in the day, but it was in their kitchen. It was one of the, he had a brother and a father and a wife that she lived in this house. But it always said, the mom would always put somebody in the doghouse, whoever was in the doghouse, and he was there like continuously.
Most of the time.
I never saw his brother or his dad ever in that house.